Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has been hit by yet more antitrust charges. The Canadian federal government has threatened Quebec's new internet censorship bill, and ASOS expects to see benefits from the recent Brexit vote. Google has been accused yet again of using its online power to muscle out rival companies. The EU's competition enforcer Margrethe Vestager has issued new sets of charges against Google in relation to the way the company allegedly abuses its position in online shopping and how it restricts competition. After antitrust complaints were made against Google in April for stifling competition, these new claims are expected to increase the likelihood that punishments such as fines could come into play. The search engine has responded to the new charges by saying that it believes its innovations and product improvements have increased choice for European consumers and promote competition. However, it also acknowledged the charges and has promised to examine the Commission's renewed cases and provide a detailed response in the coming weeks. A new regulation set up in Quebec to block websites on the internet has been threatened by the Canadian federal government. Whilst Canadian federal law prohibits the blocking of the internet, Quebec's new Bill 74 took effect in May in order to block access to a list of online gambling sites. However, this will likely result in court cases between the federal and Quebec governments over Canada's first government-mandated website blocking law. Whilst the bill is currently categorized as consumer protection, it will also mean increased revenue for the officially sanctioned gambling site Espacheur. The site blocking plans are currently run by Lotto Quebec, which is asking all internet providers to comply with disabling access to any gambling site it deems unsuitable or pay a fine of $100,000 Canadian. Online fashion retailer ASOS has said that it expects to profit from the recent Brexit vote in the United Kingdom. After the vote to leave the EU last month, the strong decline in the strength of the pound has meant that it sits at a 31-year low against the dollar. However, due to over half of sales coming from outside the UK, the lessening demand for items in its home country will have minimal effect on the business. ASOS CEO Nick Baton said that the benefits would be seen due to the fact that prices on the site are denominated off sterling, so now look cheaper to the American and European customer. Around 93% of visitors to social website Pinterest use the platform to plan purchases, according to Millward Brown Digital. The study also showed that 87% of visitors made a purchase after seeing an item they liked on the website. After Pinterest recently began using Oracle Data Cloud, a platform that organizes customer and audience data, it also found that users that engaged with brands' promoted pins were 12% more likely than others to buy from them online. Katrina Gosek, Director of Product Strategy for Commerce at Oracle, said that businesses are now looking to offer complete digital experiences that work with consumers, shortening attention spans. With over $2 billion US dollars expected to be spent through online shopping exclusively using mobile assistants like Siri or Google Now, Gosek stressed the importance of presenting consumers with a unified vision of a brand across all touchpoints. And finally, Amazon has announced that it's looking at the implementation of personalized video adverts. Whilst Amazon's personalized static adverts are common on third-party sites, Graham Smith, managing director at Amazon Development Center, said that the customized videos had already been on the internet. He added that Amazon was working hard to make sure that the technology did not seem too personal and that it was looking to incorporate it into any platform where video could be viewed. Whilst this is a new step for Amazon, personalized video ads have been used in the past by Cadbury or Nike, who targeted runners of a Paris race last year with videos that displayed their finishing times. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.